Well, we visited North and South Kivu to look specifically at the involvement of armed groups and the army in mining. What we discovered particularly was that the FDLR, which, as you know, is one of the main armed groups operating in these areas, the mostly Rwandan armed group, that they and the National Army are in a kind of relationship of, I would say, tacit support or even in some cases connivance or complicity, we could say. Different parts of these two provinces are some under the control of the army and some under the control of the FDLR. But in some areas, they're operating side by side. So each have carved out their little patch where they are, amongst other things, busy mining or trading in minerals, making quite large profits from this trade. And because the National Army in many cases are quite sympathetic to the FDLR, they allow them to operate undisturbed. And indeed, each side depends on the other's support, for example, to pass through the other's territory unhindered. So this kind of complicity, we documented it in relation to the exploitation of minerals, but we were also receiving frequent reports that members of the National Army are even supplying the FDLR with arms or uniforms.
Are we talking about large-scale mining operations?
Once you total up the various mines, it does account for a significant amount. There are all kinds of different minerals that are found in eastern Congo. The two most important ones right now are cassiterite, which is tin ore, and gold, the latter mostly in South Kivu. But, for example, in North Kivu, there is a very large cassiterite mine called Bissier, which accounts for, some people estimate, up to about 80% of the exports from that province. And this mine is entirely under the control of a particular brigade of the National Army, the 85th Brigade, that has been controlling all the activities in that mine for more than 2 years now and making huge profits from it.
I would understand how the rebel group might use this money to buy more weapons. What is, if you know, the National Army units doing with the money from this mining?
Well, we're not sure exactly in what ways they're using it or spending it. The kind of typical pattern that we documented is that at the level of the actual mines, there are normally fairly low-rank soldiers that are operating there, who are certainly making a direct profit off these activities. But then they're also channeling some of the profits up the chain to their superiors. And we received credible evidence that in some cases the money is going right up to some of the commanders at provincial level, both in North and South Kivu.
So who have you presented these findings to?
Well, when we were there, both in North and South Kivu, we met officials of the provincial governments, for example, the vice governors in both provinces. They acknowledged that there was a problem, both in relation to the armed groups and the army in mining. They said they were trying to sort out the problem, but it was very clear to us that they have very limited powers in this situation. More importantly, perhaps, we met with the military commanders, so the top regional military commanders in both provinces, and confronted them with our findings. In some cases, they denied categorically that the army is involved in any way in mining. In other cases, they said, well, it may be happening occasionally, but these are isolated incidents and we're dealing with them. But this was in contradiction with what we found.
What about the United Nations?
Well, the United Nations, MONUC, the peacekeeping force, is supposed to be supporting the National Army, in particular in military operations, to dislodge the FDLR. And they are supposed to be looking, amongst other things, at cutting off their financial sources and their economic base. But they are obviously facing a very challenging situation where the very army that is supposed to be dislodging the rebel group is in fact complicit with it. And yet nobody seems to be addressing this issue head on. So it would seem in that sort of situation that these operations are almost doomed to fail.